This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Staring down into the purest pool of mountain spring water. You can see right to the bottom, 100 feet down. And what we see swimming around down there are globalist eels. The news I'm about to announce is the biggest news we've ever announced here on air. In this crescendo of incredible developments. And information came out last night and this morning, and all the pieces click together. But I will tell you this. I am now going to carry firearms at all times, and I normally have the shotguns and things like that in instant access pistol shape by my bed. I'm going to have them even handier now because the threat level in this country to what is known as the leadership of what's left of the American resistance to the globalist takeover is extremely serious. Now, that said, here is the giant piece of the puzzle that just went in and completed it. President Trump tweeted that with universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, the media tries to confuse that, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, safely vote. I totally agree with the president. This is the absolute right move to make. Now, they're going to say he's authoritarian. He's not leaving office. They've had his phones tapped. That's why there's suddenly talking points. He's not going to leave. He's not going to accept the results of the election because he's being advised by smart people that you cannot allow in over 25 states and over 800 leftist-controlled cities. I mean, all the cities are leftist-controlled, all of them. There's one that's quasi-Republican out of 800. I mean, we're gone. They've seized control. The UN's in there running, and that's all in the news today. I mean, we're in the New World Order. We've just got a few pockets of resistance in the government left because the American people just don't know how much trouble they're in. But if they're going to have massive election fraud and dead cats are getting their mail-in ballots and their voter registration cards, dead cats, then you have to understand that that is how they're going to engage in an absolute fraudulent election. And the Democrats have said they will. And Pelosi said one way or the other, he's going to be fumigated out of there. He will be gone. They're now saying they'll use the military on it. So if Trump doesn't let them engage in fraud and criminal activity, and he upfront fights them, then they are going to say they're going to remove him from office, and that's why they have all the race warring going on. That's the smokescreen for the overthrow of government and mass murder and a communist uprising, which they are now activating. In just the last week, and we have video, exclusive video, third hour, Billy Weaver got it, inside the Zoom meetings of the Soros-funded organization, where now they're even activating the grassroots high school kids with hammers and telling him to go out and start targeting people. And that's a Maoist plan. You know, the average age was about 12. So we're going to have part three of this information today, exclusive video inside their meetings where they are announcing basically like the Golden Dawn or the Golden Path communist movements. They are changed their name to something similar to that and are just announcing absolute hell on earth. You think, oh, this is ridiculous. This will be pushed aside easily. No, this is the big mega attack. Everything else was probing so that you don't respond when they finally hit. So they keep calling the firebombings, the shootings, the stabbings. peaceful because they're defining that as peaceful, to say that to stand up against it is illegal. They are emasculating and decapitating the security services ahead of the communist overthrow. This is it. America's fighting for its life. The enemy is now attacking. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Naturally Fluoride-Free Mouthwash and Toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put on a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Until the globalists plan to rig the election publicly, but President Trump has now announced a move to postpone the election to force the Democrats, who are illegally and who are criminally, with giant databases, mailing every home in the country voter registration cards in the name of dead cats, dead relatives, dead people that don't even live there anymore. It's happening all over the nation, and it's illegal. Now, the media plays on the public's ignorance and goes, why, Trump's got his absentee ballot. That's when you're registered. That's when you voted. You've got your absentee. They know who you are. That is not sending people mail-in ballots in the mail or just dumping off huge stacks of them with random names on it all over your streets. They're taking the names of the dead people. They're taking the names of the people who haven't voted for many years that are in nursing homes. They're taking the names of illegal aliens, dead cats, names, period, and putting them on the voter rolls. How do you think the Democrats just won Kentucky? It turned out hundreds of thousands of people who'd never even voted in the state learned when the database was made public by researchers on this show that they had voted. People who never lived in Kentucky, people who had lived in Kentucky but hadn't lived there in a decade. They didn't just get registered. They voted for the Democrat even though they were Republicans. Millie Weaver broke that information here on air. She'll be with us in the third hour. She went inside one of these organizations, their Zoom meetings, one of the big Soros youth brigades for high school kids. And they're now saying, now is time for violence. Get hammers. Go out on the street and start attacking people. You're going to see the video. Now, again, they've got Trump surveilled. They've got spies inside the White House. They know what they're doing. And you see Trump suddenly go, okay, the virus is real. Maybe we do need a lockdown. Maybe we do need to postpone things. And I said, what is he doing there? And that's so he goes, okay, then we'll just postpone the election because we're not going to let you just mail all these out everywhere. We need time for the courts to rule, as they've been doing, that you can't do this. And that's why now they've activated their armies of Antifa and BLM that have already probed, that have already tested, they've already branded it, that it's nonviolent to firebomb, to shoot and to stab people and kill people. And all of that is just a probing test. And I told you yesterday, you guys give me the law enforcement printout I got. I forgot to get that off my desk. I need that. That they are now preparing squads, death squads in Austin to kill the police and then to go to conservative leaders' homes and kill them and their families. The city of Austin's official budget calls for blowing up the police station as a sign of ending hate. I showed you the official budget. It says, we want to accelerate the demolition of the APD headquarters. We want it closed. And we want the police sent for re-education inside other agencies. It actually says we want them sent for education. So they call it reconstruct and deconstruct. That's what communists do when they take over. So this has been being planned for a long, long, long time. This has been planned for a long, long, long time. Now, if you're tuning in, that's not satire when I say that they want to blow up the police station. It's not satire when they charge the feds $500 every 15 minutes in Portland because they have a fence up around the building to stop people firebombing it. It's not satire that federal and state judges have ordered the feds to not defend themselves and to let the building be burned down. Now, I have video of this being prepared. We're going to premiere in the third hour. I have federal, state, and local law enforcement sources, but I've already been targeted by this. Tucker Carlson's been targeted. The leader of the Senate's been targeted. And when he complained about it, Twitter suspended Mitch McConnell's account. The president's now being blocked by Twitter. His son was suspended for showing a press conference of medical doctors. 1 year it's Alex Jones, 2 years later it's medical doctors. Just spoke with APD source, and then this is dead on inside. Monday evening, BLM and other anti-police group members were riding around downtown Austin in technicals, pickup trucks with 2 to 4 armed individuals with rifles in the back, stopping cars. That's policing the area. This is a Soviet communist all takeover. Counterflowing, going the wrong way on streets, etc. AP reported on what was happening and wanted to interfere, but were told to stand down unless they started shooting. These trucks were stopping in the middle of the road, intimidating other motorists, etc. Rank-and-file cops were furious. They weren't allowed to act. Also, same guy who was shot and killed attacking the vehicle had been in several other protests down in front of APD headquarters with his AK and had stopped vehicles in the roadway on Frontage Road. APD cops reported that he was doing that again and were told to stand down. Well, since when does a citizen or anybody or the police have to stand down if you see a crime being committed? That's a crime. Sources say that activity may very well have been captured on the HQ cameras. They're also received intel briefs that Antifa and related groups are planning for a takeover of part of Austin like Chop Chaz in Seattle that could happen as early as this weekend. They are calling for additional manpower, the APD, to be ready, but no word so far if the PD will be allowed to act to prevent the takeover, just like in all the other cities. And then you won't see the governor. The governor will not talk to any of the Republican leaders anymore. He won't talk to the lieutenant governor. He won't talk to anyone. He goes and locks himself in a room and gets orders from the CDC and Fauci, who, again, is running the globalist coup. Fauci's not a doctor. He's a 45-year criminal in the government running the criminal vaccine operation. He helped get vaccine liability for the vaccine companies. He's a eugenicist. And he's involved in all these dangerous drugs that don't help you with COVID-19 and tries to block drugs that do help you. He is a master criminal. Everything he said has been a total lie. But then he says medical doctors should not be allowed to have press conferences. It's actually on screen, folks. He went on MSNBC and said that medical doctors should not be allowed to have press conferences. He said it was good that they were banned and that they don't know what they're talking about. The guy that told you 2.5 million would be dead by now is not even 150,000. So this is it. Trump has to say we're going to move back the election. You've shut everything else down. If you don't stop the mail-in ballots, they have to be declared fraudulent. You cannot allow fraudulent, made-up mail-in ballots that aren't even absentee ballots, that are fake. You have to have time to be able to go over the results and throw out what isn't good. And they're saying if he even challenges any of this, even though massive fraud's coming out everywhere, and there's newscasts about thousands of ballots stacked up at people's mailboxes with random names on them all over the country, Florida, Texas, California, Michigan, Pennsylvania. It's happening everywhere. A fraudulent criminal takeover. And so when he does this, they're going to say he's a terrorist. They're going to say he's the bad guy. Does anybody realize the maximum alert? They're making their move. They're making their move. They have armed communist methods driving around in pickup trucks, pointing guns at people, and shutting roads down and practicing taking control of the city. And when they kill people, the news covers it up. When they shoot people in the head, It doesn't even make the news most of the time. 20-plus cops have been killed in the last few months. You don't know their names, do you? Executed. This is it. Because we're soft, we're compliant, we let convicted pedophiles come and have time with your elementary school children and bounce little boys and girls on their, you know, on their swollen crotches. And we put up with it. So now they're announcing in England, do not fly the British flag, do not fly the King George flag. Finland and others are being told, don't fly your flags. They're now saying they're getting rid of national team names. Nations existing is bad. This is a globalist takeover. This is it. And you're like, well, these are pathetic people. The meth head Antifa types are the lowest level. They've got professors and operatives, politicos above them. And then they've got MS-13, Chi-Com teams, and other groups ready to carry out real operations. And they're going to stage massive terror attacks and blame patriots during all of this and then call it a race war. That's why Trump and the Pentagon, unless they want to totally lose the country, are going to have to themselves, in the rightful authority, do what George Washington would do. You know what George Washington would do, President Trump.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
No doubt, multinational corporations, above the law robber barons, crony capitalists, post-humanist globalists are launching a communist overthrow of the United States. They're going to launch it whether Trump gets reelected or not, whether Trump postpones the election because of election fraud or not. It's happening. They're not going to stop now. They are actually activating people ages 12 up into adulthood with hammers, with guns, with weapons, with Molotov cocktails. They're going to burn down the police stations. They're going to attack the military bases in an agitprop. And if the military responds, they're going to be called terrorists. And you're going to have Congress come out and condemn our military and our police and say it's wrong. And if they don't respond, they'll just take over. Now, I want to explain something. If you tuned in a long time ago, you noticed I said they're planning a Maoist youth brigade civil war, backed up by real technicians that will actually assassinate people. But with the power plants getting blown up and highways shut down and the rest of it, you'll hear, oh, this talk show host got killed, or this senator's house got blown up, his wife and kids are dead. And they'll say, oh, Patriot Militia did it. I mean, it's going to go to a level you've never before seen. They're going to say that patriots have killed black leaders to, again, enrage everything while the globalists are killing the police and burning everything down. That's why they feared InfoWars so much, because I understand the globalists. I understand how they operate. I've seen what they've done in other countries. We know how to stop them. But if you're naive about this, and if people don't get very, very serious about this, we're going to lose everything. And they are going to shut this country down and bring in a decade-long depression until the globalists own every piece of land, every house, everything. And a lot of people are going to give them the money, give them the property. A lot of men are going to line up and bow down as collaborators. They're going to say everything will be peaceful. Just come in and swear your allegiance to the new sunrise movement, you know, the new golden path. And as soon as the people capitulate in the small towns and the medium-sized cities, and as soon as the farmers capitulate, it's over. We're done. We'll be just like the Russians in 1917. It'll take them a year or two to consolidate power. You're going to have to go to war, folks. And we've really tried to not get to this point. I don't want any offensive attacks. But you understand that if they're able to collapse the country, kill the president, and kill the resistance leadership, you are absolutely empowered by the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and God and common sense to understand what you're up against. I know you're not going to submit to these people. But remember, wiping out their low-level minions is not the main target. It is essential that if they start this physical war and they're killing us, it's essential that you go after their leadership. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that means a lot of you that are businessmen, a lot of you that are former military and very serious people, you might be 70 years old, you're going to have to get on that airplane. And you're going to have to go find these people on your mission, and you are totally expendable. Gut up and stop being a coward and get out there and get the job done. Now, we've gone so far down this rat hole now that we're facing a communist uprising, the total destruction of the country, that I'm now having to get on air and just start going into the doomsday switches here, ladies and gentlemen. But everybody already knows what to do. We've tried, we've worked hard, and we are not flat-footed. There's a really good chance we're going to wipe all these people out politically, but they're going to burn things and shoot people and start murdering because they're followers. It's the globalists in Europe. It's the powerful Chi-Coms. It's the old rich families that feel insulated from this, that believe they can have a civil war to finally bring down America and then China takes over the world politically and culturally. But I just want to tell the Pentagon and the CIA and all you lawyers and people that have been sitting on the sidelines while this happened, and allowing this to get to this point. You're your own worst enemies. That you'd let a horrible, dirty, New World Order, technocracy, communist system take over this country, and you would allow the things that have been done to this nation and the destruction of our morals and the collapse of our civilization, you are idiots. You have taken everything we built and flushed it down the toilet because you were followers and you were cowards. And by successive approximation, you gave in to these people. And you bowed to them, and then they saw the police all bow to the George Soros, communist, Antifa, and BLM, and they've seen you on your knees. And so now they know they're going to collapse the borders with the third world. They are going to absolutely destroy everything. And so you remember, all you middle class and wealthy people, when you've got nothing and you're disarmed and that you're wishing later you'd done something, you can do something at that point. No more excuses. Nobody stood up for the 62 million babies, did they? Nobody stood up when they had tens of millions brain damage from the vaccines. I mean, people did stand up, but most of us didn't. And so now the wolves have come because we're known as chumps. We're known as stupid. You think the globalists just sent people with pneumonia and flu into nursing homes by accident? They wanted high death numbers. They wanted to see if they could get away with it, and they did. You passed that test too, America. You let them give you fake COVID numbers and tell you 2.5 million would be dead. And everybody keeps submitting, so they look at all those sheep out there, and they say, good, we're going to make our move, but here's where the globalists made the big mistake. Here's where the New World Order made the big mistake. It's never a majority that defeats tyrants. It's always a tiny minority of people. And I'm here to tell you, 3% started and won the war against the British, who were angels compared to these New World Order people. And we've got close to 10%. And we've got women who understand that when men cease to be men, women have to pick up that role. And I predict it's going to be women that are going to be stacking dead bodies of these New World Order people up as high as you can stack them. I'm going to tell you, global, something. You're dead, and you know it. So you keep pushing, you're going to get everything you want. Because nobody needs guns to win this war. We can beat these people with our bare hands, ladies and gentlemen. When they go to restaurants, and when they go to sleep at night, and when they go for a walk, they're the ones that are going to be hunted. Long after I'm gone and shoveled in my grave. You need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that that's when the real fight starts. I hope we don't have to go down this path, but I'm having to now get up here and tell you. I think you already all know it anyways, don't you? Where we are. But I'll tell you this, it's good knowing all of you. All the great stations, the sponsors, the listeners, all of us as a family, black, white, old, young, all of us together, just wanting justice and freedom up against these slimy, murdering, pedophile devil worshippers. And it's sad to see how soft our countrymen have become, but that's okay. Because we're going under judgment, just like the Bible says, and it's a history book. It mirrors the Roman histories and the rest of them, that every time Israel became decadent and evil, they got judged and went into captivity. But then they became righteous again. That's the way it is with every culture. And so this is here to test the righteous. This is here to test who we are. And, you know, we're men, we're women, we're strong, we're alive. We're not those little babies getting chopped up inside their mommies and nobody stood up for them. So now we get to fight. So we didn't fight when we had a chance to really turn this around, did we? So like Churchill said, there'll come a time when you got to fight when there's no chance of winning, but it's better to die on your feet than on your knees as a slave. We still have a big chance to win, folks, but we're entering that area where it's going to mean physical conflict. Just remember, high-value targets, ladies and gentlemen. High-value targets. We'll be right back.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday high cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I want to be completely clear about this. No offensive violence. But once they start a physical war, and they're crossing that threshold very soon, going out and finding the people in command of these operations is not offensive, it is defensive. The best defense is offense once you enter a war. And notice what the globalists are attacking: federal buildings, courthouses, the police, the lowest level of the government. Where there's still rule of law to some extent, they want to wipe that out to become it. And they want to intimidate through the UN Strong Cities Initiative that was set up by Obama and Loretta Lynch to have the police then, under a political overthrow of Trump, bow to them and submit to their list of demands. Then they will comb out, they've already said this, and purge any loyal Americans off the force, and will quickly then replace them with the worst types of political operatives you can imagine. and they will be coming to your home, and they'll have the cover of contact tracing, Rema the Clinton Foundation, and other things. Obama's plan for a domestic military just as big, just as strong as the U.S. military. And you've seen the brutish, hateful, horrible behavior of these people all over the country. They're now in Austin, driving around in cars, blocking traffic, pointing guns at families, jumping on old ladies' cars. And the police sit there and are ordered to stand down. Well, you shouldn't be standing down. If you got fired for that, the people would stand up for you. But we do have a criminal mayor that they now are going to install for an illegal third term, because it's the same move everywhere. And Soros has put his mayors and his prosecutors in almost every city. The Chicago Tribune did a big story on it. They're calling for the famous investigative journalist to be fired because he said Soros is financing lawlessness. It's true. He said, screw you. Fire me if you want. John Koss defies Chicago Tribune cancel culture. I will not apologize for writing about Soros. Who do they prosecute? Shop owners that shoot back. In New York, in St. Louis, in Chicago, in San Francisco. They're arresting people that shoot back. They're arresting people that defend their doorstep from a mob of people saying, we're going to kill you because you're white. So all I'm telling you is they are planning, it's already here, a hot communist takeover. And all of you would laugh, oh, those little dumb commies and Antifa, the cops will deal with them. Really? When their commanders are the ones running it? When the mayors are the ones running it? You think that mayor in Portland got upset when he came out and praised them and said they were nonviolent and then they started attacking him? You think he got upset? No, he liked that. That shows his minions are so evil and so stupid that they saw an old white man and the government and they attacked it because they want to be that government. Their attack dogs are so mindless, they've been fed so much spiritual gunpowder, that they're biting their own handlers. They like seeing their armies of scum swell out of control and be totally mindless. They'll be set up, and they'll be flushed down the toilet later. They are emboldening them. The communists did this. They encouraged the mobs in China to go after their own communist officials, like Xi Jinping's father, who came out and praised them. But that wasn't enough. This is a formulae to take all the low IQ people and embroil them and hype them up into a crazed mode. And then to have them burn down homeless camps and blame us. Have them attack our vehicle with hammers. And then the news said we staged it. Because the Antifa is pure. The Antifa is good. George Soros doesn't fund them, the New York Times says. And then he comes out in an op-ed bragging how he does. You go, that's an attack on logic. They don't respect you. They lie to you on purpose and then change the story. Don't wear a mask. Do wear a mask. 2.5 million are going to be dead. Is it true? Oh, we can't hear from other doctors. They're not allowed to have a press conference. Fauci comes and says, we got the video. I agree. They should be taken off the air. Those 15 medical doctors, some of them with prestigious resumes, they're not allowed to talk about treatments that are working 100%. Because we're giving you a problem that never ends. We got you under martial law in your house. We got everybody wearing these masks. And we're exercising our lives over you, period. It's about the exercise of power. It's a cult. It's a cult of psychiatrists and psychologists and a bunch of pedophiles and occultists who are into power and who don't respect you because they know you're watching TV and they've dumbed you down. And now they're testing to see what they can get away with. And the president of the United States has come out and made the perfect move. Hey, if you keep sending in illegal mail-in ballots with the names of dead cats and dead dogs and dead people on it, and illegal aliens are getting it, and Republicans are getting their mail-in ballots that say they're Democrat, it's all the same. From Kentucky to California to Michigan. They're all, people are getting mail-in ballot and it says they're a Democrat on it. Or their cat's getting one. Their dead cat. Because it's names. They're scooping up every name and every address, and they're mailing it out so people send them in so they can pick and choose what they want so they can stuff the ballot box, and it's what they're doing. And so they've been surveilling Trump, and that's why suddenly 2 weeks ago, he's not going to leave, he's not going to leave, he's going to challenge the election, he's a dictator, we overthrow him. Because they're going to challenge the election one way or the other, and so Trump's doing the right thing, saying, uh-uh, you're not going to do that. Until we have time to have judges overturn this, you're not going to have what violates federal law and have these fake ballots. That's the move. And then they're going to launch their revolution they were going to launch regardless. And they plan to put us into martial law, which they already have with the COVID. And so Trump says, okay, I'll be your Huckleberry. I'll give you what you want. And he's trying to get them to move early. It's a very good move. And that's why I told you it's all about him not leaving office. It's all about the election. It's all about suspension of it. And them saying he's going to do it. He's going to do it because he has to. He has to make them come out and say we're going to do mail-in ballots that aren't absentee, that are fraudulent. He's got to force that out in the open to show the fraud beforehand, not try to fight the fraud the day of the election. He's got to defeat the fraud now or they're going to steal it. Like Pelosi said, he's gone. We don't care, period. They've got their plan. And then when he's gone, they're not going to stop the contact tracing. It's all been officially set up. Governor of Texas paid billions to Google to run it. The Clinton Foundation is training the people right now, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. The ADL's coming to your house, folks. Southern Poverty Law Center's coming to your house. And by the way, they're going to have units of backed up armed police with them. Oh, and Gates just announced that they're going to use the schools to quarantine your kids. They're going to test your kids at the schools and then quarantine them there when you go back. I mean, this is all being announced, all being confirmed. You heard me 2 weeks ago tell you, 3 weeks ago, I said we've hired a very well-known statistician. We're not going to say his name because he'll be targeted. He's also an academic. To go and say, you know, we don't want to just do the numbers ourselves, looking at national and Texas. We see these graphs showing they're taking the regular flu deaths and other deaths and putting it in the COVID column. He did the numbers. They're in. Stories getting written about by Don Salazar at InfoWars.com where they absolutely end the flu and other deaths and then just add it to the COVID, and the graphs follow each other exactly. That's done by a major statistician using CDC's own numbers. So that's coming up. I mean, this is organized criminal takeover, mechanized. Trump never got control of the propaganda arms, the Operation Mockingbird systems that are in place. And it just, I'm not even afraid. I don't even have concern because America has been pretty evil. We deserve what's about to happen. But I still personally, and I know you personally want to survive for your family. I'm just telling you, folks, gird yourself for war. This is it. Everything's coming down now. This is it. Okay? An actual communist globalist uprising run by George Soros, a Nazi collaborator.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
See him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
Welcome back. I don't have any way to raise the alarm.
Big Bad John.
As high as it needs to be. We are in a lot of trouble. We are, this country's dying of spiritual, cultural cancer. And there's still a lot of good people. But folks just are naive. And they're also kind of punch drunk to putting up with corruption. And the New World Order is sampling and studying people with psychological systems to see how much we'll put up with and how much their people will do. How much will we submit to and how evil and corrupt will their minions be? And we've been passing the test submitting and not getting involved. not you, the audience, the great activists, but the general public. We've really passed in flying colors going along with all this. And the left has passed in flying colors to basically have adopted Satanism as their operating system. I mean, you go to a Democrat event, I don't care if it's rich old lady event or a regular one on the streets. I mean, these are weird, mentally ill, sick people that have really gotten into degeneracy and corruption because their leaders are so bad. And so you see it as weak that Joe Biden has to be held by the hand now when he walks around outside, obviously doesn't have good balance, is drugged out of his mind. And the whole Me Too movement claiming, you know, that all men are rapists and it just to destroy the relationship of men and women. All of this is an attack on the species, like aliens run it, basically. I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying it might as well be. And so you see the weakness of their minions and the weakness of their candidates. That's their strength. That something so pathetic and so ridiculous and so out of its mind and so fraudulent could be what's defeating us. Do you realize how much sweeter that is to them? No, this is satanically inspired. This whole thing's got Satan written all over it. That's who signed the painting. And things are about to get hellish. I mean, the global depression's here. Millions are starving to death. The very UN running the operation then gets more contributions off the millions they're killing. And you see people wearing the mask, and now Fauci says wear goggles. It's always more, 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 and gloves that do nothing, and people fetishize it and get in your face if you're not doing it. You know, you see these signs, no mask, no service. No vaccines, no service. No medical ID, no service. And now your medical records are all public and you have no rights. Boom. It's a medical tyranny. It was always going to come at us from that angle. Roger Stone is going to look at the election and Trump's response to the mail-in fraud. He's going to be looking at the election with us and discussing whether Trump should move and how that would be done to postpone the election until the fraud is stopped. Trump has to do it. He can't just walk into the machine gun fire and not have a big confrontation with them when they're lawlessly doing this. For those of you that just joined us, Trump tweeted out today that that's indeed where they're going. And we'll also get the latest on the political persecution of Stone because it's a roadmap of how they intend to persecute us all. But I have here four stacks of news that I spent hours last night and today going over, preparing to cover. After Roger leaves us, I'm going to get into it. There is a particular story that, again, normally would be our top story, but things are so out of control that I haven't even gotten to it yet. Did you know the New York Times 13 years ago had a big story, it was a big scandal, about these rapid speed tests for the cold and flu and how 90%+ of them are false positives. Well, it's the same type tests they're doing now. And again, let that sink in, because the headline of the New York Times was "The Pandemic That Wasn't." And the article's linked up on InfoWars.com. There's a new article about it. But that's all they've done. They've just engineered a fraud. They control the UN. They control the major health departments. The robber baron money through Gates paid for it. And they do this, and they lock us down, but they say, oh, you can go to the dead congressman's funeral. You can line up Representative John Lewis. But when Trump has a rally, you know, it's the worst thing ever, and it probably killed Herman Cain because he went to it. No, Herman Cain had had liver cancer. He'd had colon cancer, and I know people that knew him. He's a good guy. He had super health problems the last few years and lung problems. But, oh, you know, a papaya, a goat, you name it, come up positive. They got him. They stuck a tube down his throat, and they tortured him on a ventilator for a month because with COVID, it destroys your lungs. You're having an autoimmune response, even if you had it, and then that destroys your lungs, and they tortured him to death. And now the headlines are, he was healthy, and he died of COVID at 74. Oh, really? A bunch of different types of cancer? Chemotherapy for years? radiation? Herman Cain was a strong man. But if you look at the last videos of him, his speeches he gave and things, he's shaking. He's having trouble up there. His brain's there. His personality's there. But the body is failing him. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. All fraud. But again, not even 150,000 dead yet with fake numbers. But, we better lock the country down. Herman Cain died. I got a video where I break this down. I asked the question, was Herman Cain killed by a ventilator? Well, according to the articles I have from Reuters, they admit that I kept saying 70% of people that died were on ventilators. I'm sorry, it's 88% on the average. And they were intubated when the doctors now admit you shouldn't do it. But a lot of hospitals still follow the WHO. Why, these other doctors aren't following WHO recommendations. They can't have a press conference. Ban that video. And Fauci's on TV going, yep, I'm glad they banned that video. Now it's 15 medical doctors. They're not allowed to talk either. And wear goggles. More. Wear a spacesuit to go out. And it's all a lie. I'm going to go to break, come back to some critical intel on Roger Stone, but I'm going to tell you this right now. The big story is they're planning a violent revolution to steal the election, and Trump understands it. It's making the only move he can make. There's going to be fireworks here, but he's got to get this out front and center of their election fraud now. They're branding their overthrow as racial. That's just a cover story. It's a bunch of white leftists, mainly communists, that went and got their 2 or 3 degrees, were promised total power. They'd be ruling America, and they didn't get it. So now they're ready to kill somebody to get a management position, and they're never going to get a management position. But they're all excited out there LARPing. All they're going to get is killed, which helps the New World Order in the end. I don't want to see it happen. Separately, we've got to end Christmas in July special. July ends tomorrow. We've got to end the special. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points. All these great items are selling out. And who knows the way this is going? This will be the last time you even get items. I mean, who knows? We'll even be here in 9,500 days. I mean, it's that bad, folks. I mean, it's kind of a weight's lifted off me, though. It's like things are so bad now and so horrible. It's like, okay, now I'm just kind of getting ready to defend myself. So there you go. We've got all these great new products that are back in stock. A lot of things have been sold out, but we do have Christmas in July. We have Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula selling out. We have Brain Force Plus. We have Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy. That is selling out as well. All of these are available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I had it this morning. It's just not in my stack anymore here for some reason. The Christmas in July thing in there for some reason. I don't know why somebody would pull that out, but whatever. Par for the course. A lot of crazy paperwork up here. A lot of crazy stuff going on. Also have the Block It Pocket so Big Brother can't track you with the Bill and Melinda Gates Global Clinton Initiative operation. We have the Block It Pockets. We have the pocket protectors, the privacy protectors at InfoWarsStore.com, little Faraday cages. Those are $19.95, and they're store-wide free shipping. And, of course, we also have swearable food available. Again, it's very high quality. I suggest you get that in while you still can with all of this going on at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash we're very, very proud of. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.